Here we go. Pause in clause time on WATD. We do it every week. Sponsored by our good friends at the Clean Team. Even the best pets can't clean up their own mess. Call the Clean Team to take care of fur, furniture, paw tracks, tiles, and all sorts of catastrophes and doggy dilemmas. Visit thecleanteam.net, thecleanteam.net. I'm Rob, along with Beth, and joining us now, the second Tuesday of the month, our good friends at Cape Cod Veterinary Specialists. Lorelei DeVolio is with us. Lorelei, good morning.
Hi, good morning, guys.
Good morning. Great to have you on WATD. So the topic we're going to get into is not only parrots, but you talked about birds and clipping. Is that what you mentioned?
Yeah. So we're talking about whether or not we should trim their flight feathers, which is a common thing that a lot of pet owners, pet stores, breeders, and some vet hospitals will recommend. And there's some controversy behind that, so I kind of wanted to talk about it today.
Okay, so fill us in. The controversy, is there a pro and a con side?
Yes, there definitely is. So first of all, when we talk about trimming birds' wings, we're mostly talking about parrots, and it's just the trimming of their flight feathers, which are only anywhere from like 3 to 8 of their primary feathers, and it's kind of like a haircut. They will grow back. It is not painful. So we're not talking about like pinioning, which is like a permanent surgical thing that will stop a bird from flying forever. We're just talking about trimming their feathers. So the pros of this are, should you think there are some, is that people traditionally think it keeps birds safer in that they can't accidentally fly away. They can, you know, not hurt themselves by flying into mirrors. And that some people think it helps to, quote, tame them, especially like a new bird that's new to a home. That if you trim the wings, they basically can't fly away from the human or from their owner. So they tend to tame faster. So those are some of the reasons why people recommend doing it. And kind of historically, that's how all birds came to into the pet trade is their wings would be trimmed.
Okay.
Wow.
So, okay. Yeah. And what are the cons then?
Well, so the cons, and I kind of fall on this side of the fence, the cons are the reasons why we don't necessarily recommend certainly automatically trimming birds' wings is because, well, there's many reasons. Number one, I argue that it is not necessarily safer for the birds. You know, imagine if you have a dog or a cat at home and you might be afraid that as predators they're going to chase, hurt, or even kill your pet bird. If you trim that bird's wings, rather than having that be safer, the bird now has no way to get away from that predator.
Yeah, they have
another
no chance.
No way. That cat is going to be all over it. See a lot of injured birds or even dead birds, unfortunately, from things like that happen. And then there's also, like, the problems of psychological and physical health. So, you know, birds in the wild spend many, many hours and fly many, many dozens of miles a day hunting and foraging and, finding their flock mates and doing all kinds of natural bird behaviors. We take them, we put them in a cage, we trim their wings, they don't get any exercise. And like people, they develop diseases later in life that can shorten their lifespan, heart-related diseases, obesity-related diseases. And so by not allowing them to fly physically is not healthy for them. And then, of course, as we all know from a mental standpoint, when you stop any living creature from being able to exhibit its natural behaviors, you're going to cause psychological problems. So it's like a person when, like, they're unable to perform normal things. It makes life harder for them. And with birds, we don't often think about what that effect might be on their psychological health, which, of course, then follows through on their physical health as well.
Right, because I feel like any living being, if they're not, you know, utilizing their natural proclivities, they feel a little bit down about it. Is there any reason in particular why maybe you want to trim those flying feathers maybe once a year and then you don't trim them? Like, is there any, can you do it kind of sparingly and it helps in any situation?
You can. And I will say that in my own personal life, I've owned, you know, many birds over the years. Sometimes, like, seasonally, birds can become extremely aggressive. I had a little conure that when he became hormonally excited, well, this time of year, in the springtime, mm-hmm. he would literally attack all of my, like, friends and family who would come in the house. He would fly at their heads. I mean, he was a menace.
Wow.
And yes, you can absolutely train birds to not do that. I am not a professional bird trainer, and I'm not great at doing those kinds of things. Mm-hmm. So I did have to trim him, like, occasionally once a year to just kind of take the wind out of his sails, literally and figuratively, so that, you know, he couldn't hurt people in the home.
Wow. Did that make him chill out a little bit? So, yeah, so I guess if they're going through, maybe, can you say that birds are in heat? Is that the correct term, or?
Well, it's not correct in that, like, from a physiological standpoint, he was a male, and he wasn't necessarily in heat, but definitely they get, what we call it amorous this time of year.
Oh, they're amorous. Speaking
Yes, and they're looking for raising a family, and sometimes that creates hostility and jealousy and all things in the home, and that can come out as aggression. Yeah.
Oh, that's so interesting. So you can utilize these flight feather trimming for those kinds of situations.
Yeah, there are times where I think it is a tool we can use to keep humans and birds safe, for sure.
Okay. All right. Because okay, so you would recommend, for the most part, though, if you get a bird, and you've had several birds over the years, is this something that's changing more now? Obviously, it doesn't cause pain, but obviously the example that, you know, you would think about with cats is that a lot of people used to have them declawed, and that was the thing. You know,
right.
That did, you know, that was obviously a big procedure, but that was always something you would feel if they get outside, they have no defense.
Because declawing is permanent, too.
Oh my gosh, that is a great example. Yeah, so, like, you know, it used to be pretty standard that we would be declawing cats for many reasons, whether it was burying our furniture or ourselves, right, from being mm-hmm. scratched by cats. So similarly, trimming bird wings would be done. I mean, obviously the difference is one is permanent, one is not.
Yeah.
But yeah, like, you know, it's the kind of thing that we now know better. That these birds live longer, fuller, better lives. You know, it does mean we have to make sure that things are safe in the home, though. Like, I could give you examples of birds over the years I've seen come in who had the ability to fly and would get into serious trouble at home, like flying into ceiling fans or flying into, like, we once had a little bird that flew into hot coffee grounds and got terribly burned on his feet and body. Like, really bad things can happen. So you have to be aware of dangers in the home. Obviously, like, a bird escaping out your window is the last thing you want, because they do not fare well outside.
Yeah.
So there are risks to letting your birds have flight in the home. You know, as I said, there's pros and cons, and you really have to work it out with your veterinarian as to what might work best for you.
That's true. Always ask your vet.
Good advice there from Lorelei DeVolio, Cape Cod veterinary specialist. They join us on the second Tuesday of the month, CapeCodVetSpecialist.com. CapeCodVetSpecialist.com. Lorelei, thank you so much for joining us for Paws and Claws.